On the latest Netball Show with Mizuno, World Cup Rewind, Betty Glover hosted a netballer's discussion, there was a bit of a netball podcast loving, and Amma Obwesi gave her thoughts about what it was like being on the other side of the camera.
The Netball Show from the 2019 Netball World Cup in Liverpool. Woo!
It's a Netball Show with Mizuno. Let's extend the Netball family podcast love as we speak to Betty Glover, who hosted a Netballers podcast discussion tonight. Let's hear what she's making of the tournament so far.
Betty, hey,
lovely
how are
to
you doing?
Meet you.
Welcome from the other podcast.
Andy Lamb, the famous Andy Lamb.
You're the famous Betty Glover, who I always spend time listening to in my prep.
Oh no, we listen to you as well, so it's brilliant. I feel like it's lovely because our two podcasts kind of complement each other, along with Netball Nation.
You know what we need to do as well? We need to do, you're young enough to remember Live Aid.
Yeah.
Totally off the cuff thing, but we should all get together and do a big massive
single
CAS event.
That would be very good.
It'll be a technological nightmare, but let's look to sort that out.
Absolutely.
First of all, we're in Liverpool. How important is it, something like this here?
I think it's amazing. I think after the Commonwealth Games gold medal England won, we needed something that was going to be on home turf to really keep that momentum going. And I think that's exactly what this World Cup in Liverpool is doing. And I think it's absolutely incredible. I mean, the atmosphere, like I said in there, is just insane. I think we've got so many fans. We've spoken to just so many different people from different walks of life. Netball has brought them here in different ways, whether it's dads bringing their daughters, whether it's women that have played netball for their whole lives and they're coming here with their big group of friends. I know somebody that is in their 60s and there's 12 of them coming to watch the netball for the weekend, and that's incredible.
The whole atmosphere as well around the place, obviously you've been here as well, and it's just the vibe is really, really strong.
Oh yeah, the vibe is brilliant, and those Zimbabwe fans, they are amazing. I can't stop going on about them.
Were you in the crowd then when this started up?
Yeah, loved it. And you know what, they just bring so much energy, and it just completely changed, because think about football, and it's full of, you know, mostly male supporters. They've got their chance, and it's, you know, it's all very similar kind of vibe, and this, it's so nice to see a sporting event that's attracting women and different types of people from all different walks of life, like I said earlier. And those Zimbabwe fans are just bringing it.
And they weren't even on that first game. It was the second game, and they were like,
I know,
and really
they were
getting
still
in.
There. Yeah. And I remember on Australia were playing Northern Ireland on one court and Zimbabwe were playing on the other court, and you wouldn't have even known the world number ones were in the arena because the Zimbabwe fans were just so loud.
The plaza and the village as well, that's keeping everybody busy as well. Have you managed to catch any of that yet?
I haven't. I've just been confined to the arena.
And it's stood like, on top of a box.
Absolutely. It's like being locked in a disco for hours on end, and I haven't seen light, but I'm not complaining because this is something I've wanted to do for my whole entire life.
And it's not the coolest down there, is it?
It's not the coolest. It's very sweaty. It's very hot. But it's brilliant.
But the nice thing is, it's getting the squad out there. You're doing Netballers podcast.
Yeah.
We've done ours. Sarah's there as well. And the more the better, really. I'm well up for things like this to promote the sport.
Absolutely. We need as many people as possible to just get behind the sport. And that, I mean, you know, having more podcasts, having Sky and the BBC working on it, having, loads of social media outlets there. There's tons of journalists. I've spoken to journalists from The Guardian. I've spoken to journalists from The Telegraph. I've spoken to journalists in Australia, New Zealand, everywhere. There were some Jamaican journalists I was talking to the other day, and it's just brilliant. We need to get this sport as much coverage as possible.
Best person you've spoken to so far, Claire?
Ooh.
The Aussies, have you noticed, as and when they're walking by, you're just like...
I went and interviewed the Australians the week before this World Cup started, and I was just taken aback by their confidence. Their confidence is insane. And okay, so they're tall anyway, so they have that air around them. But I said to them, you know, you've lost to England twice in a row now, two big major competitions, Commonwealth Games and the Quad Series. Are you coming to Liverpool with England on your mind? They're the team to beat. And they said, no. Not at all.
Yeah.
New Zealand are the team to beat.
South Africans as well, they're staying in a hotel and causing up a bit of a frenzy.
They're staying in my hotel. I had breakfast next to Norma Plummer the other day. Insane.
It's pretty nice. So everybody's chipping in and they're all around the the venue, which is really good for everybody, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, it's amazing. It honestly is amazing. And I think it's such a weird, unique atmosphere here, because at the Football World Cup, you wouldn't walk around and, you know, have breakfast with England, have your cereal with Harry Kane, and then go to another hotel and you know, see Portugal there.
It's, yeah.
But here, you walk around and you see the players and you engage with them, and I think that's so important for the sport as well.
Best of luck with the rest of the tournament.
Thank you so much. You too. Lovely to meet you.
Thank you very much.
Good day.
Hi, how are you?
Not bad.
Oh.
I've never met you before. I'm a World Cup in Liverpool. It's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. I think just the way the city's embraced the World Cup, the fans, the excitement, the buzz, the cheering, the crying, the stress. It's awesome.
Have you been enjoying the telly bits much?
It's so different. I didn't realise how hard it was. I think playing and training is so much easier than what happens on the other side. It's pretty stressful. Everyone says practice makes perfect, but the more I do, it doesn't get any easier. I feel like I'm just getting more and more tired. But I guess it's similar, the players are getting more tired.
Yeah.
I've not had a rest day yet. I thought today was going to be my rest day, just like the England girls, so I could pretend like I was in the team. But then I had to work, so no rest for the wicked, I think.
Is it nice where you see, like, camera on, or is it a bit, like, weird?
It's weird. I think I'm always just second-guessing myself, and if you just stand here without a camera, I can talk about netball, but then as soon as the camera goes on, I start juddering and stuttering and mixing my words and not knowing what I'm going to say, so it's very stressful. And I think people think, oh, presenters have such an easy life, but I've got an appreciation and it's not that easy.
The cam's in lockdown, but have you been sending sneaky little WhatsApps?
I've caught up with some of the girls. The camp is, well, I guess it's weird, like Liverpool is, it's open. What's really nice is everything's so close, and so you can walk to the venue and the girls can walk to the venue, and it's sort of like that interaction between fans and players. And so yeah, just catching up with the girls, and I think they don't want to focus on their ball all the time, so just getting some downtime is great.
Unless you get a bus back and forwards to the hotel if you're the Diamonds.
Well, sometimes you don't want to, actually it's all about recovery, and so it might not be that far, but if you add up all those little one percenters by the end of the tournament, if they hadn't got that bus and they'd walked up and down,
yeah,
by the end they'll be feeling that, so it's probably in their best interest to get a bus.
And what about this increased interest, are you noticing that from the crowd and just being out and about?
Yeah, massively. I think on day one I didn't eat or drink from 6 a.m. till midnight, and it was basically, I did do quite a bit of work in between, but it was basically being stopped by fans to talk about netball, celebrate netball, have photos, talk about Commonwealth Games, talk about England's chance at the World Cup. And so I think to have that in England is completely crazy to me. In Australia and New Zealand, yeah, I've experienced that, but in the UK it's unprecedented. So I think it's testament to how well netball's doing in the UK, and hopefully it doesn't stop here, hopefully it just continues.
And the fact there's all these podcasts doing it, the fact that BBC are involved, the fact that Sky is as well, you want it to last, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. And I know that Sky and the BBC have great plans for netball, and it will just be how they work. And yeah, podcasts, the more and more, I know that you guys were one of the first on board, but now you've got competition. But I think it's just great for
it's
netball.
It's healthy, I don't mind.
Exactly. It's just great that people are interested in netball, and competition is great because it makes you better. And so I'm just excited for the future.
It's wrong to pin you down on final spots, so I warned.
Oh.
But what have you made of South Africa?
I've not actually watched one of their games from start to finish because I've been working on other games, but the bits that I've seen, they've been really impressive. I think they took confidence from their win in the Quad Series in January over England, and I think they've just grown. They just look like not a completely different team, because I think they've been showing signs of this for a long time.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised at how they're performing, but I'm just really proud and impressed, and hopefully for them they can continue like that.
Busy couple of days ahead.
Definitely. I think Thursday is the hot day. Australia, New Zealand, England, South Africa. And it's kind of probably, for most of the teams, it's the biggest test of the tournament so far. England had that test against Jamaica, and actually it was almost, no one's talking about it because it was so one-sided. So yeah, Thursday is the big day.
But you wouldn't change a thing?
I'd get some more sleep.
It's a massive honour. When I started playing netball for England, I never thought that I would have the privilege of leading an England team.
We're really excited to have another pinnacle event in the UK for our sport, and our sport's only going to grow from having it on our home turf.
We want to be playing on the world stage, and we want to be playing against the world best, so we'll go in without any fear and really, really looking forward to that battle.
The Netball Show from the 2019 Netball World Cup in Liverpool.